On his way to school that morning, Russell Peyton met Chep Hollow. Chep was waiting here for a boy to come by on his way to school. Chep said, "Psst, kid, come here." Peyton just stood his ground and stared back at the fucked up looking dude. Chep kinda looked like Russell's alcoholic father after a bad night. Visions of Vaseline-coated perverts propped up in young Master Peyton's mind. If only he had a weapon.
"You look like the kind of kid that the big kids like to push around, boy. I've got something that will equal things out. A little. Maybe enough to make you push him around a little even. It's a special kind of vitamin that makes you really strong and fast. And I'll give it to you, the first one, for free. Just so you see I'm not lying about what it can do. If you want some more, you just come over to that gray and green house there and knock. Don't tell no one about this, though. We can't have everybody knowing about these super vitamins."
Chip placed in the boy's hand a small rock of yellowish white with bright crystals all over it.
"What do I do with it?"
Russell asked, staring at the drug and knowing it to be a drug, but not letting Chip know he knows.
"Just eat it. Or if you want to get fancy, crush it up and snort it, smoke it, whatever."
Chip answered as he creeped away, eyeing the police car cruising in front of the school. Russell popped it into his mouth as he headed into class.
"Wow, a real drug! And given to me by some sleazeball."
It was just like those Saturday morning commercials. The government had long ago mastered reverse psychology, and the Kids Against Drugs TV spots now get record amounts of kids interested in getting high. Just like the government wanted. Minutes into his first class, Russell felt like the hairs on his head were standing up. He kept trying to pat them down. Mrs. Stresslowell was giving a speech about hygiene. She gave Russell sharp looks as he squirmed about in his seat. Russell felt good, but antsy. He wanted to get up and jog around the room.
"Sit still, Russell. You're about to fidget out of your chair,"
his teacher said, fixing him with a hateful glance. Meanwhile, Chep was scraping his smoking devices for trace elements of various rushes that had run through them. Before the end of class, the principal came over the PA system to say that everybody was to meet in the gym for a special Christmas party. The kids cheered. Russell got up and danced around his desk 6 times. Mrs. Stresslowell was glad to see the kids go, especially that antsy Peyton kid. Her Valium had worn off from that kid jitterbugging about. She'll need to recharge it. She opened her desk door and pulled the bottle out. 3 pills disappeared down her frown. She sat back at her desk and visualized the kids, all seated there with fear on their faces. None dare fidget. None dare snicker. Each kid in her mind's eye had electrodes in their heads. Wrong answers or unruly behavior resulted in a cruel jolt of amperage. her frown flattened out, the closest she ever comes to smiling.